Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
But we'll get there tomorrow. I want to bring on Nicole Falls right now to talk about something a little bit more pleasant. Talking about weddings. It's, I don't know, is it peak wedding season in July? Nicole from Urban Allure Events, thanks for hopping on the line with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Is there even a peak season anymore? Or after COVID, every season has been busy as people try and make up for these lost dates?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like everything right now is crazy with COVID postponements. We're finally coming to the end of those, hopefully. But I would say peak season in Chicago is summer through fall.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense because it's the only time. It's like the 3 months we have great weather. How much more expensive, and I know this depends on each wedding, but just generally speaking, is there a number, a percentage for how much more expensive a wedding is today compared to pre-pandemic times?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen price raises across the board, and I would say it's anywhere from 10 to 25%, Whoa. Depending on the type of service.
Whoa, yeah. And what is bringing those prices up so high? What are the specific details within a wedding that is really peaking right now?
Yeah, I mean, similar to talking about gas prices and travel being a main issue, people getting flowers shipped in internationally has been a raise in the prices, so that's kind of trickling down to everybody on a local level. And, you know, getting guests even to come to your wedding, their plane tickets aren't $200 anymore.
Right, that's for sure. You mentioned bringing flowers internationally. Have supply chain issues also impacted weddings as well?
They definitely have. It's a lot harder to get the normal products or things that you're used to getting for the regular price. Everything's increased that way.
I imagine that's going up for sure. All right, we're going to put Nicole on hold here. We're going to talk about ways you can save and ways you can splurge in just a little bit. 720 WGN, Nicole Falls joining us on the line as we continue our conversation about weddings and events and the costs going up. And I notice at your website, urbanallureevents.com, Nicole, that you plan in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Denver, Orange County, destination weddings as well. And so you might have a unique perspective on this. Are Chicago costs higher than other cities? Are there other parts of the country where the costs are going up even more? How do we compare?
Yeah, I would say Chicago's pretty average. We are definitely a bigger wedding market, but costs are up across the board for everyone right now. I definitely think there's some ways that we can save money by lowering our guest count. That really affects the whole wedding. Most people just think it's on food, but it's really on tables and rentals and the centerpieces and those floral costs that we're talking about being so high because of the supply chain issues. So just having a little bit of a smaller wedding can definitely be helpful regardless of where you're hosting it.
What do you tell couples that, you know, that maybe want to do that, but that's easier said than done when they start looking at the guest list? What is there ways that you can kind of coach people to psychologically get through that experience?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a challenge. And for most people, that's, you know, sometimes not possible. So there are some other ways that you can save money without having to pick between A and B. One of them is booking off season, especially in a city like Chicago that, you know, this is currently our best season to get married in. But if you consider doing it in March and April, you can still have that bigger wedding. But most venues or vendors will offer some price discounts to book in those colder winter months.
I know that due to the pandemic and coming out of it, we've had a lot of Friday weddings. I've heard of some Sunday weddings. Do you think that, have you seen an increase in that? Is that maybe here to stay? And is it maybe becoming more socially acceptable and that can be an off day to save people some money?
100%. That's a great example of it. We actually have a few Thursday weddings this year.
Whoa.
We're finding that, yeah, days of the week don't really matter as much. And as long as your guests are willing to take a vacation or a staycation, it's great to do it on an off date because I'd rather do weddings Monday through Friday than work all weekend.
Yeah, right. I imagine that for staffing, that's a big benefit too, although I'm sure they're working the whole weekend too. But in terms of while I'm there, staffing, has that been a problem too? Obviously, we've been talking about labor shortage everywhere else. I imagine that in the service industry, in this industry, that's a tough nugget too.
It definitely is. And we've heard a lot of issues with it, or a lot of scrambling from call-offs, or just not being able to find the right people anymore.
How do you find, does finding local vendors cost more, or can local vendors help you out and bring costs down a little bit?
I think hiring local vendors is definitely the way to go. Thinking of supporting smaller businesses that are maybe, an individually owned company and not a big corporation. I think hiring a planner, even though that might seem like a luxury item on your wants list, is the best way to go, because those are the people who know the best other vendors to reach out to within that price point, and they might be able to save you some money with some suggestions that they're making.
I've always wondered about the wedding planner, and I know that's what you do, and I'm not surprised to hear you say hire a wedding planner, but the more I think about it, not only are you able to maybe find some deals for people that they didn't know about or find vendors that work for them, but just the time that you free up for someone else, especially if someone's a busy working person, they've got side hustles, they've got small businesses, and you can kind of take and free up some time, which could either save them money or at least just save them that convenience.
Yeah, right. I mean, the statement that time is money and money is time is definitely true in wedding planning as well.
Have you had to raise your costs too? I forgive a blunt question.
Yeah, no, we definitely have, just to make sure that we're keeping up with the market and everybody else, so that we don't look like we're undervalued for the services we offer.
Besides limiting the guest list and, maybe working with some different local vendors, are there any other tips for areas we definitely should not splurge in? Is there a way to bring down the drinks packages? I mean, when we're talking about, 10, 25% increased costs, I imagine anywhere goes a long way.
Yeah, of course. There's lots of ways to save. So one of them is definitely, instead of doing a full bar, maybe consider doing two signature cocktails for you and your partner, so that you still get, maybe it's a vodka drink and one's a whiskey drink, and your guests can have signature drinks instead of a full bar. I think that's becoming a really popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another area that people can save on is going to sample sales for your wedding dress or your wedding attire. There's a great location called Wish Upon a Dress that supports a nonprofit organization that's in the West Loop, and you can get a dress with tags that's from a sample that's usually valued at $3,000 to less than $500.
What was the name of that again?
It's called Wish Upon a Dress.
Okay. I was wondering about the dresses in general. I imagine that just like anything else, you've seen, real big increases on the dresses themselves.
Yeah. And that's another thing you have to think all the way back to the beginning of finding the staff, the supply chain, the shipping. So all of that goes up when you have to create a wedding dress that takes hundreds of hours to make sometimes.
I imagine the 2022 dates are pretty much booked for the most part. What about 2023, 2024? Are already people saving their dates now?
People are absolutely saving their dates in 2024. We found that with the pandemic, a lot of 2022 was taken over by, people that had to unfortunately postpone. So most couples moved into 2023 and took all those dates really quick. So people are looking further ahead at 2024, and I've had people considering 2025 at this point.
What is the amount we should give for a gift? We have this conversation a lot on WGN. I guess it depends on the type of wedding. I mean, what's a general good rule of thumb that you advise for guests?
Yeah, we try to say what your plate of food might have cost the couple. And so right now we'd say average catering is anywhere from $180 up to $250.
Per person?
And check per person. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay, so then if I'm going with two people, I got to double that. All right, okay, sounds good. So that amount is pretty standard fare, I guess you could say, for a gift.
Yeah, and, sometimes couples are doing a little change up there and asking them to donate to a charity or do something different in lieu of gifts, because most people moved in together or started their life before their wedding ceremony at this time.
Wow, that's awfully kind of those people. okay, yeah, I mean, good for them. That's great. They're in that position. Anyways, Nicole, I really appreciate these tips. I know our listeners do too. Thanks for joining us. You can go to urbanallureevents.com. That's right?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking with you.
For sure.